How are you doing, man?
What's up? Cool. I'm under a car, but it's okay. Tuning up my 65 Buick Riviera. What's going on? Hi, this is Danny Thurl, and you're on the road with Dean at WGN.
All right. 720 WGN on the road with Dane, high atop Chicago in the Skyline Studio, and on the line with us, excited to have an actor, entertainer, an inspirational force of food who's worked with legends ranging from Robert De Niro, Quentin Tarantino, Kermit the Frog, musicians from Slayer to the Jonas Brothers, and movies ranging from Spy Kids to the legendary Machete, CIA, FBI, DEA, and maybe LA's best tacos all in one and coming to South Beach, the one and only Danny Trejo. Welcome to WGN.
Hey, in the words of Anthony Bourdain, LA's best tacos.
Hi, and well-deserved praise.
Thank you.
But I got to say, the range is unparalleled from all walks of entertainment and people from everywhere. I mentioned to my wife and kids we were going to have you on, and she said, oh, he's the guy from Spy Kids. Right.
Yeah. Let me tell you, that's how I know what parents are watching what their kids watch, because kids will recognize me, and their mom start saying, well, who is he? I'll say, ma'am, you're not watching what your kids watch.
Oh, the parental videos will come out. Well, but think about this. Like, you knew, and everybody loves that story of how you got into the movie business, that amazing kind of kismet in the roles and things like that. So you knew you could play those roles that mirrored your life so closely, but at what point did you realize that you could do anything?
Well, you know what? I had a mentor who was in the part of the movie, a guy named Eddie Bunker. And he kind of told me, hey, your mom's going to put you in, but you better learn how to, like, get along with people. Because, you know, where I grew up was kind of you were kind of always on the defense, you know. So, God bless my agent. no, Danny, don't. No, you can't threaten people. So she was, you know, the people around me kind of like, just guided me into saying, wait a minute, man, it's not so bad. You know, it's okay. People are not to hurt you, and you have to be on the defense. And then, finally, Eddie said, in fact, you have to disarm people the minute they see you. Because 9 times out of 10, when somebody sees you, they post up. They all automatically think, oh, this guy thinks he's bad or something. You know what I mean? So I can't help how I look, you know. But got me in the movies, and it's kept me in there.
and so much more. Like, the authenticity, whether it is, you know, for the roles or anything, has really, I think, always been there for you. Authenticity in the movie side, of course, the counselor side, you know, kind of helping the youth and all those kind of things. But when it comes to the food, the authenticity in that, and you know, when you get to a certain level of celebrity, you could have your own monogrammed.
Well, you know, let me tell you something. You come to a certain level, people think that they can just put their name on something, and oh boy, that's it. We've had a lot of celebrities open up restaurants, especially in Los Angeles.
Oh, yeah.
Because we're so picky in L.A. It's like, you know, they'll come the first time for an autograph or a picture. But after that, if the food's not good, they're not coming back. It's that simple. So everybody keeps asking me, what's my secret? My secret is good food.
Now, you know that you're a food fan, and we know, of course, when you watch Bourdain, that you do it. You've got that love affair with food and also the family. So talk a little bit about the authenticity side on the recipes and the family connection to everything.
Yeah. Well, you know, the family recipes, people have sent in recipes, people have told me recipes. But, you know, my mom was a great cook, and we always joked about having a restaurant. But, you know, in the 50s, my dad was kind of like the Mexican Archie Bunker, so every time we talked about a restaurant, he'd say something like, hey, I got a kitchen right there, go cook whatever you want, you know what I mean? So, because in the 50s, women didn't really work. So, and so now, when I was doing a movie called Badass, and the producer, named Ash Shaw, he saw that I eat good food. I won't eat fast food, and I'll eat a lot of vegetables, a lot of you know, just good food. I'm not a health nut. I just eat good food, and I don't like processed stuff. And so he said, Danny, why don't you open a restaurant? So jokingly, my mom and I joked with Trejo's Tacos, you know. And so I said, Trejo's Tacos. So two movies later, he brought me a business plan, and me being the brilliant businessman that I am, I immediately gave it to my agent, Gloria, and said, hey, read this, you know, just because if I'm reading something that don't have four killings in the first three pages, that would just not exciting reading. They handed me a business plan. I said, do I die in this? She said, so anyway, what she asked was, when she came back, she said, this isn't a bad idea.
Proving that Danny's really on the street.
This isn't a bad idea. They don't want, $400,000 up front. So we opened up one. We opened up Sales Tacos on La Brea in Los Angeles. And it just blew. It blew up. It became, a kind of a little iconic little spot where, people just go to buy a t-shirt and stuff and eat good food. So then we opened up the Cantina, which is a full-service bar, full-service restaurant on Coen in Hollywood. Now we've got seven locations, one donut shop. You know, we're even in LAX Airport like the Puck Guy.
Wolfgang Puck will have, maybe at South Beach Wine and Food, we'll have that opportunity for a photo. But two culinary legends working with roots in LA. You've got Danny Trejo and Wolfgang Puck. When it comes to South Beach, this is going to be great. People are going to be so excited to see you there for the event, and so many food stars there. Now, even though there's a lot of people out there that appreciate what you do, your movies and all that, are there any foods people that you appreciate that you'll be excited to see when you get down there?
I love South Beach. Are you kidding? I love South Beach. And it's going to be just a lot of fun. It's just going to be a solid 48 hours of just people enjoying great food.
The event itself is Tequila Casadores presents Tacos After Dark, hosted by the one and only Danny Trejo. He will be there as well. So as we add to your credits, not only restaurateur, successful restaurateur, and of course, legendary movie actor, now we're adding author to this too.
My book, I'm starting to, but we have a cookbook that's going to be a lot of fun.
I know there's going to be an announcement about the book, so let's talk about a little bit of the process. Certainly, there'll be some great stories from the career and the movies and things, but also great recipes. Yeah. I got to ask you, Danny, is this to keep us in Chicago just tied over? We can make our own tacos until you open up a location here.
Yeah, absolutely. The different places are asking us to show up, so Chicago's on the list. South Beach is definitely on the list, because I love to just hang out there for a while.
We love what you do, and we're so excited to have you as a part of the South Beach Wine and Food Fest. We're going to have links up at WGNradio.com as well. Last thing, I got a chance to talk to one of my friends a little while ago, and I mentioned Paul Newman to her, of course, legendary actor, but of course he also does, so many things in the food world, and she was unaware of his acting. She only knew him as the salad dressing guy. So are you...
people walk into my restaurant and they go, excuse me, don't you do movies too? Hello? I it's funny, So we started a record label, too. So
what?
Real music.
Now, is it your music, or are you trying to discover new artists?
No, we try to do is get some, because it's so hard for kids to break into the record business, and there's so many shysters, so we just, we're here, just show up. We got a studio, so we got kids all the time.
We'll have links to that as well, because we love what you do on the mentoring side. You've walked the walk and lived the life, and you have all that credibility to add to kids to say, like, whatever it is that you want to do, whatever you want to be, stick to it. You can do it, because you're a living example of all of those success. So, Danny Trejo, thanks so much for what you're doing. Thanks for jumping on the show today.
Thank you so much, and we'll be seeing you, man.